Sai, we, your children, offer ourselves at thy divine lotus feet.
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Auspiciousness and bliss pervades the entire Srishti, for it is the 90th year of the advent of the Kala Swarupa, the timeless one encased in the womb of time, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Acharya, what a glorious spectacle we beheld this morning. A brilliant awakening of humanity to its own reality. It looks as if each child is a beacon light heralding a spiritual renaissance in the cosmos.
The oceanic congregation that we see here is but a reflection of the primordial Purusha, Rasovai Saha, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai, Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai, Lokame Meedulila Sai, Vishwame Meedulila Sai, Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai, Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai, Vishwadhara Vimoha Videha, Vishwapalaka Vishwarakshaka, Vishwapalaka Vishwarakshaka, Satyam Shiva Sundara Rupa, Satyam Shiva Sundara Rupa, Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai, Satchit Ananda Rupa Sai.
When the formless absolute reality assumes a form, it takes on the attributes of Sat, Chit, Ananda.
Acharya, blessed are the people of Kali, for they are the contemporaries of this supreme Sat, Chit, Ananda Swarupa, Bhagwan Baba.
Undoubtedly so. My dear ones, Sat means being. Chit alludes to awareness. Ananda refers to bliss divine. And this will lead us to the self-effulgent Atman within. This is a divine rahasya.
Acharya, what a profound truth you have driven home. Being, awareness, bliss, Atma, B-A-B-A, all these four rolled into one becomes Baba.
To live an enlightened life, we need to traverse these four stages of being, awareness, bliss and Atma.
Guruji, pray, take us into that state of being.
Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Tvamasya Adilaksham.
unchanging. All-pervasive Aadhar of this universe is Sat. This supreme energy is the body of the whole universe. It is so subtle that it is beyond perception and can be seen only when it becomes gross and takes a form.
Revered Acharya, this concept of Sat is deep and profound. Pray, simplify and elucidate it for the benefit of all congregated here.
Avashyam, Totaka, Avashyam.
Let us take a simple and commonplace example. For instance, what do you see here?
I see a large blank screen.
That is Sat, the basis of everything. What else do you see?
Nothing else, Acharya.
But nothing is everything. And everything is a manifestation of nothing.
Acharya, please enlighten us further.
My dear disciples, now what do you see?
I see nature in all her splendor and grandeur.
Gorgeous waterfalls, shimmering rivers,
scintillating sunrise, soothing silvery moon beams.
This is Chit, the dynamic manifestation of Sat in the cosmos. Now, tell me, apart from that, what else do you see?
Nothing else seems apparent, Gurudeva.
Nothing else seems apparent? Creation and chance and deludes.
Arthat?
Charmed by the images on the screen, you momentarily forgot the screen itself. Isn't it the very basis of that stupendous projection?
How foolish of us to forget the basis, the screen, Acharya.
This is indeed the folly of every human today. Losing themselves completely in creation, they very conveniently forget the Creator.
Acharya, you have awakened us to the truth of our own reality.
That is the reality of Sat. And to make us realize this absolute truth, that we beings are projections of that unchanging supreme being, that Sat has incarnated as Bhagwan Baba.
Kalaswarupamu Tane Ainadi Trikalamulalo Marpu Chandanidi Brahmananda Puritamainadi Paramasaukhyamunu Kaliginchunadi Sat Anunokkatiye Sat Anudokkatiye వెలుగొందునది ద్వంద్వములకు అతీతమైనది గగనము ఓలే అనంతమైనది వేదసారమై తానే ఒప్పునది అద్వితీయము శాశ్వతమైనది అమలమైనది అచలమైనది సత్ అనుదొక్కటియే, సత్ అనుదొక్కటియే. సర్వబుద్ధికి సాక్షీభూతమై తలపులన్నిటికీ అతీతమైనది, నిర్గుణమైనది, నిశ్చలమైనది, సకల సాక్షియై భాసించడిది. సత్ అనునొక్కటియే, సత్ అనుదొక్కటియే.
పురుషుడే మానవాకారం ధరించి భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిగా భూమిపై అవతరించాడు.
సాయి చరణాంబుజ నిర్భర భక్త సంసారాద చిరాద్భవమూర్త సేంద్రియ మానస నియమాదేవం ద్రక్ష్యసి నిజ హృదయస్థం దేవం భజ సాయేశం, భజ సాయేశం, సాయేశం భజ రే మనోజ, భజ సాయేశం, భజ సాయేశం, సాయేశం భజ రే.
What Maya is this?
Cosmos. From the realm of being, we now enter the domain of awareness. Awareness of the absolute truth that in this cosmic play, only God's Vajrasankalp prevails. He alone is the doer.
Chesedi jeevudu చేయించేది దేవుడు చేసేది జీవుడు చేయించేది దేవుడు కర్తవు నీవేనని మురిసిపోకురా జీవ మురిసిపోకురా కర్త కర్మ క్రియా దేవుడేనురా జీవ దైవమేనురా
Mathura is gripped by uncertainty. The powerful tyrant Jarasandh has besieged it. We are now in Krishna's palace.
Salutations to thee, O lotus-eyed one. I am honored to be summoned by thee. What is your command, my lord?
Vishwakarma,
I have a task for you. Command me, my lord. My people are agonized by Jarasandh's atrocities. They are seeking my refuge. For Lokakshema,
I desire to relocate the people of Mathura to another city.
Another city? Where will that be?
It shall be located in an unassailable part of the earth, unreachable by Jarasandh.
What is my part in this divine design?
I ordain you to be the architect of this divine city.
Lord, by your infinite grace, this task is bound to be accomplished.
విశ్వ విభుని ఆనతిపై విశ్వకర్మ నిర్వహణలో మహానగరమొక్కటి నిర్మింపబడుచున్నది. భక్తికి శక్తికి ముక్తికి ప్రేమకి శాంతికి సమతకి ప్రతీకగా ఈ భూమిపై ప్రభవించనున్నది. శ్రీకృష్ణుని సంకల్పమే ద్వారకాపురి, కలతపడిన ప్రజల కదే ఆనందలహరి. కలతపడిన ప్రజల కదే ఆనందలహరి.
విశ్వకర్మ, ఇస్ ద టాస్క్ అసైన్ టు యూ డన్?
Yes, Bhagavan, by your omni will, a city of exquisite beauty has emerged from the very depths of the sea.
How wonderful! I name this city Dwaraka. Vishwakarma, it is my will to shift the entire population of Mathura to Dwaraka tonight.
Tonight? Oh, Dwarkadish, but our city is surrounded on all sides by the formidable army of Jarasandh.
Don't worry. By my Mia Sankalp, the people will sleep in Mathura and wake up in Dwaraka.
People will sleep in Mathura and wake up in Dwaraka? I am truly baffled and confused, Prabhu.
Vishwakarma, give no room for confusion. By my inexorable will, this drastic change will not even be noticed by the people, and they will be in total alignment with this change in time and space.
మాయ అంటే ఇదే ఇదే, మహిమ అంటే ఇదే ఇదే. కలమెలకువగా మారే కృష్ణలీల ఇదే ఇదే.
Creating this city of Dwaraka would have been a child's play for you. Yet, you chose me for this task. Ever, ever grateful to you, O God of Gods.
Remember, Vishwakarma, everything that I do has a purpose. Of course, the whole universe was created with just a breath of mine, and I could have easily created Dwaraka. However, your unflinching devotion, supreme surrender, and heartfelt prayer made me give you the singular good fortune of serving me in this way.
నాటి ద్వారకయే నేటి పుట్టపర్తి నగరి, ఆనాటి మాధవుడే నేటి పట్టీశుడు, ఆనాటి బాధితులకు ద్వారక నిర్మించెను, ఈనాడు ప్రజ ప్రజల కొరకు సంకల్పము గావించెను. ఈనాడు ప్రజల కొరకు సంకల్పము గావించెను.
Now we see the fructification of the divine will of the self-same God in the Kali Yuga. Before the construction of the super speciality hospital, there were some important meetings at Geneva, the headquarters of the World Health Organization and the Health Corporation of America. This is what the panel of experts unanimously concluded.
Extend a warm and a hearty welcome to all the eminent dignitaries present here. Today, we shall dwell on and tackle the burning issue of providing healthcare to all the third world countries.
The call of the hour lies in providing Medicare to the maximum number.
We can start by setting up clinics and medical camps in remote areas.
That sounds practical
and a very good beginning.
It gives me great pleasure to inform you of a mega project to construct a super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi, a hamlet in the state of Andhra Pradesh in India. The project is time-bound and scheduled to be completed in a year.
A super speciality hospital in a remote village in India? Third world country? And to be completed in a year? It's like asking for the moon.
And a project of this magnitude needs mammoth and meticulous planning. A minimum of 5 years. You know, to make a blueprint for such a fantastic building will need at least 6 months. Surely, you are not thinking of fixing a Lego toy building.
Not a toy building, but an imposing massive structure. A super speciality hospital. A temple of healing with the most sophisticated and advanced medical equipment.
High-flung indeed, we unanimously feel that it is an impractical, over-ambitious venture, impossible to achieve.
On the contrary, my master's will shall make the impossible possible. Not only will the hospital come up on time, but it will also provide free medical service to all the poor and the needy. Time shall prove the veracity of my affirmations.
We are really intrigued. Who is this master you are alluding to?
Well, he is Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba of India? Well then, consider the mission accomplished. If there's one person in the entire universe who can achieve the impossible, he is none other than Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Members of this august assembly, I vouch for it.
What Lord Sai wills prevails over the earth and even the high heavens, for he is verily God walking the earth with a flip of his hand. Baba can change the face of time. Such is his Vajra Sankalp.
This may be compared to the sound and the bullet which run when a gun is operated.
కనుక సాయి సంకల్పాన్ని అర్థం చేసుకోవాలంటే ఇది అందరికీ సాధ్యం కాదు.
It is not possible for all people to understand సాయి's సంకల్ప.
After tasting the ambrosia of awareness, we now experience the fragrant blossoms of bliss. Here is the sweet story of Hanuman's first tryst with divinity. We are now in Kishkindha forest.
मिलन का सूत्र बताकर चल दी शबरी माई, सूर्य वंश के सूर्य राम ने किरण आस की पाई, ऋष्यमुख पर्वत तक आ गए सिया खोज पे रघुवर, वानरपति सुग्रीव से संग करे निवास यही।
The intricate and inseparable bond between Purusha and Prakriti is inexplicable and divine. Whenever the Jivatma loses itself in the elegant Prakriti, the majestic Purusha, the Paramatma, strives to reinstate it to its pristine glory.
Brother, rightly so. Look, that Pandit Mahashay is coming in our direction. Let us be cautious. Appearances can be deceptive.
Pranams, Vipraschesht.
Kalyanamastu. You look like lost wayfarers.
Yes, Brahman Dev, you are right. We are looking for a way to reach the Rishyamukh Parvat.
Mamanumanam satyamasti. Mamanumanam satyamasti.
Could you please show us the way to the Rishyamukh Parvat?
Kim karanam? Kim prayojanam?
O shining ones, you arouse deep wonder and curiosity in me.
Imam nadim shubhajalam shobhayanto tarasvino prabhyam parvatendro sabayuvaroran bhashita shrimanto rup sampanno rishva srishta vikramo evam ma paribhashitam kasmat vai Nadhibhashata.
Brother, did you notice the beauty of his language and how correct and rhythmic his enunciation is? He speaks like the one who has mastered the Vedas and the science of grammar. I too share your feelings, brother. Lakshman, I am enamored and impressed by his scholarly talk. I think it will be good to get acquainted with him. Oh, Brahman Dev, we have been informed by Mata Shabari that Maharaj Sugriv resides at Rishyamukh Parvat. She has counseled us to meet him as it will be good for us.
Mahatapaswini, Mata Shabari has sent you. I shall surely take you to Maharaj Sugriv. But first, I implore thee to reveal to me your identity.
Pandit Mahashay, this is Lakshman, my younger brother. I am am Ram. We are the sons of the illustrious King Dasharath of Ayodhya.
Shri Ram. My Ram, my beloved Ram.
Ram naam sunte hi kabhi ka rom rom khil gaya. जैसे पारस मणि मिल गया रह गए प्रश्न हरे के धरे अश्रुधार नैनों से झरे बेसुध से हो गए पवन सुत देख के राम रमापति हरे देख के राम रमापति हरे देख के राम रमा
Hanuman is filled with cascades of ecstasy and bliss on beholding his most beloved Ram.